Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. We are in the studio today with Casey Hollins from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And Casey, I understand that you are going to give me 5 tips to tame my electric bill on a budget.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. There's no need to upgrade your heat pump. You don't have to replace your windows. You don't have to go out and buy new energy efficient appliances to reduce your electric bills this winter. Instead, we have 5 fast, easy, and affordable steps that you can take to tame your energy use on a budget. So the first tip that we have is set your thermostat to 68 degrees or lower. And I'm sure a lot of people are like, that's way too cold, but you will save approximately 1% on your heating bill for every 8 hours your heat pump runs at these temperatures. Set the thermostat to an even lower temperature when you're not going to be at home, when your kids are at school, when you're at work, or even when you're asleep. A lot of people sleep better when the house is cooler. And if you're using a heat pump, don't adjust your thermostat setting more than 2 degrees at a time because it'll cause your auxiliary heat to kick on and ultimately increase the energy cost. And the cost to use this first tip is nothing. It's free. So set your thermostat to 68 degrees or lower. Our second tip is to seal your windows and your doors. In most of your hardware stores, there's an easy to apply storm kit. So you can purchase that for $5 or less. There are also weather stripping options for older windows, outside doors. They also sell draft stoppers, and those keep air from seeping in under your doors. So again, the cost of a storm window kit is only $5 or less. And then it's $10 or less for weather stripping and about $10 for a draft stopper. The third tip that we have is if your water heater is in an unconditioned space, so that could be your basement, that could be a garage, wrap it up. They have made water heater blankets, and those water heater blankets will keep your water heater from using more energy during the colder months. And it's about $25 for a water heater blanket. Our fourth tip is to avoid using a wood-burning fireplace. And I know that's going to be hard for some households if that's really what you're depending on. But if it's not your main source of heat, avoid using it. I know it's pretty and it's cozy, but an open fireplace can draw warm out of a 3,000 square foot house in just 1 hour.
Wow.
So it serves as a major energy drain. So reduce the use of these as much as possible, and that doesn't cost anything. And if you have a crawl space, close the foundation vents and seal the crawl space access door. Use weather stripping, and that will help keep the cold air from entering underneath and ultimately into conditioned areas of your home. So the cost again for weather stripping is about $5. Those are our top 5 tips to tame your electric bill. So I'll just go through them one more time real quick. Set your heat to 68 degrees or lower. Seal your windows and your doors. Wrap your water heater in a blanket if it's in an unconditioned space. Avoid using a wood-burning fireplace. And if you have a crawl space, close the vents and seal the crawl space access door with weather stripping.
I'm going home to do 3 of those 5 right this minute.
Good. And I hope other people will too.